We're holding in Siman Tav Samech Vav, Siv Dalid. That's page 134 in some editions. And the topic of discussion here is salvaging wet flour for use on Pesach. The Mechaber tells us, Naflu Mayim al Kemach. If water fell on the flour, Oilis Nislachlach Hasak, or if the bag became moist, the bag containing the flour became moist. So, should a person discard and throw out the whole entire bag of flour? He's telling us we don't have to do that. What should we do? Yoichaz biyodoi kol ha-mokoim ha-maluchlach b'sak. Hold on to that part of the flour. Hold it back. And then pour everything else out. Okay? Yoichaz means to hold on, biyodoi, with your hands. Kol ha-mokoim ha-maluchlach b'sak. Ad shiyorik kol ha-kemach b'sak. Until you pour out all of the flour that's in the bag. The EF Sharlaso is Cain, if it's not possible to do this.
Except the part that your hand's holding back.
Right, you don't, right, correct. You hold the flour back that got moist, and the rest of it, correct. The rest of it you pour out. The EF Sharlaso is Cain, if it's not possible to do this, why would it not be possible? Because let's say different sections from here and there and all over became moist, so you can't hold every single section.
What?
Moist in the top, that's right. That's why it's everywhere. So Yerakeid HaKemach, you should sift out the flour, V'Hashar Mutter, and the rest of it is permissible. V'Dafka Kozman Shehu Maluchloch. Now, this whole discussion is only when it's moist. Aval Im Nisyabesh HaLachluchis. But if the moisture dried, in other words, the flour dried, so what happens if something gets flour gets wet? It forms clumps, and then it crumbles afterwards. Loi mahani rikud. The sifting will not help. Why not? The mifroch umisarev im hashar. It crumbles and gets mixed up with the rest of the flour. V'also loochlo bePesach, and that flour is forbidden to use on Pesach. Let's just go to the period, the next sentence there. Elo yirakdenu, you should sift it, v'yishmirenu ad achara Pesach. Sift it out. In other words, the thicker, clumpier pieces will remain on top. Separate those, and then the rest of it, yishmirenu ad achar Pesach, until you use it after Pesach. This last sentence we will learn next week, and we'll discuss that next week. What I want to discuss today is page 134, where we started with, in the case of Naflu Mayim al Kemach, I'm just reading from the Mechaber again to get the flow before we go to the Mishnah Berura, now that we know the case. Naflu, right over here, Naflu Mayim al Kemach, when the water falls on the flour, as we said, or the bag becomes moist. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berura, that's Sifkat and Tes, or number 9 in English. Naflu mayim, afilu bePesach gufa, even on Pesach itself, if the water fell in the bag, oy nislach lo chasak mimayim, or the bag in Sifkat Yud became wet from water, uladas hayish oisrim b'sif hakoidim, afilu nislach lo mizeyas achoima. According to what we learned yesterday, that even if this moisture comes from the wetness of the walls, the moisture from the walls, that would also cause a problem with this flour. V'kevon shenislach lo chasak, and since the bag became moist, mistama hegiya halachus, af lekemach shemokom hazeh. So we're saying that since the bag was near the wall, and then the wall, mistama hegiya halachus, the moisture came, af lekemach shemokom hazeh, even to the flour in the spot. Sifkat Yud Aleph, that's 11. Hamokom hamaluchloch, you should hold back the place that became moist with the flour in that spot. It's sorich lechoiz min hakemach im hasak saviv halachus kifi oimed hadas ad heichon shehegiya halach luach umad yoiser. So he's basically telling us the part of the flour you don't want to be poured out, make sure you hold it, squeeze the bag in that section, and the rest of it you dump out. That's what he's saying. Sifkad Yud Beis. It's 12. Shiyarek Kala Kamach Shabasak. Pour out all the flour in the bag. V'nochin lechatchila lerakid acharkach gam lechol hakemach hanishar. It's appropriate, ideally, to afterwards sift out all of the flour that's remaining. Yesh misha kosav. Everything we just discussed, that you can save some of the flour, that's only if the moisture attacked, I'll call it attacked, part of the bag from the bottom. Letzad mato shel asak. Then you'll be able to hold the bag. Hold the flour back and squeeze that section from being poured out. However, but if the water falls from the top, how is that going to help? That you hold it from the top, because the whole section over there is moist. Maybe the water, the moisture, went all the way down to the bottom, to the depths of the bag. Just like the water that goes to the bottom. And it's possible to dry there, in the middle of the bag, in the bottom of the bag. Gam kein, and it's not possible to recognize how far this moisture went and to come in contact with the flour. Valkein, therefore, bo'ifin zeh, in the situation when the water came from the top, the moisture came from the top, ein lo hake b'li riku dun dino apediyeve. Then, one would not be permitted to use this flour unless he halachically, from the letter of the law, sifts it out. He cannot use it unless he does that. Mikomokam efshar demokam pesach, de b'koydim pesach, ein lo hachmer b'zeh, de before pesach, you might not have to be machmer with this, b'dieved im loy rikid, if one did not do this before Pesach. Okay, let's continue with Sifkan Yud Gimel. The Mechaber told us that if it's not possible to do this, why is it not possible to hold back some of the flour before you pour it out? Because it became moist from many sides of the bag. You only have two hands. With one hand, you want to squeeze over here and hold it back, but you see on the other side also it's wet. So what are you going to do? So that's it's not possible. So then what? Or a large portion of this flour became moist. Or you bounce the bag around and you mixed it all up. So the part that was moist on one side now is moist on the other side. You mixed it all up. So then he says, the Mechaber tells us, Yirakir HaKemach V'Hashar Motor. You should sift it out and then the rest is permissible. Debemokam Shenislachlach Yisdabek HaKemach, because the place that became moist, Yisdabek HaKemach, the flour will cling together, clump together. V'yeh K'moy Isa, it'll be like a dough. The Ishoyer Lemaila Benofa, and will stay above on the sieve. On the sieve, on the sifter. Right? It'll stay, it won't go through the holes. The Hakemach Shoiver Derech Nikve Hanofa, the Vadele Nogu Behen Hamayim. And the flour, the particles of flour that will go through the sieve will definitely be the flour that did not come in contact with the moisture, with the water. Vimhu Biyantiv, if this is on Yontif, on Yontif one cannot sift out the more flour than is necessary for him to use. He should ask the non-Jew to sift it out for him, and then this way he'll be able to destroy get rid of the chametz. What happens if the water falls in the bag on Yontif itself? And the water, v'imnaflu hamayim v'yontif, and the water falls in yontif, v'loy shoh hamayim v'kemach adayin shirmil, and did not stay on the flour for 18 minutes. We know that flour and water that stay for 18 minutes can become chametz. Yochol litein l'nachir b'matana. You can give it to the non-Jew for a gift. Give him a gift b'matana. V'yotza b'zeh kevon shelo nischametz adayin, and nothing became chametzdik, so there's no problem because it was before the time frame. Sivkoden tesvov. Now, the Mechaber continues and tells us v'dafa kolzman shehum aluchloch. Everything we discussed until now is only if it's moist. What happens if it's dried up already? Sifting it will not help. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Tesvav. That's 15. Even before Pesach, if it clumped up together, it will not help. Only sifting it will not help if it dries up. To hold on to the part of the bag that became moist, that suggestion will still help. So hold on to the part of the flour and pour out the rest. So you're holding that back, the part that you don't want to use. And they were, of course, discussing where the bag was not bounced around, that it didn't get all mixed up. So the clumpy flour stayed in one section. Shapir mahani, then it will help for you to hold it back. V'afilo nisyabesh the Pesach, even if it dries up on Pesach. V'yoyches b'yodoy mokam hamaluchloch, you'll hold in your hand the place that became dry, that became moist. Ima kemach saviv halichluach, with the flour that was around this moisture. V'ashar muter b'achila. So basically, when you pour out the flour, you're pouring out the good flour that you could use as opposed to the moist flour. We come up, let's finish, we'll take a question. We come up, Roy, Laraket, Anishar. It's still appropriate to sift out the remaining flour. You have a question back there, Ari?
No, I mean,
in Sifkan Tezayin, he continues and tells us that if it gets moist and comes together, what can happen is the mifroch umisarev, it's going to crumble, ritzoloimar, le pirurim dakim, to small pieces, crumbs, the yeirei, the derech nikveh hanofa, it will go through the holes of the sieve, v'yisarev makemach, and it will get mixed up with the flour. V'af al gav, the bevadai yesh shishim kinegdoi, even though there's definitely 60 times opposite this amount of flour, that's a problem in regards to the chametz. Mizbatim koydim pesach, and it is nullified before Pesach because of the concept of batal b'shishim. When it's 1 to 60, we say it's nullified. Mikomakim, nonetheless, kishyagiu yemei pesach, when it comes to Pesach itself, she'asurin b'mashu yechoyis v'neir. On the days of Pesach, we explained that even the smallest crumb of chametz is not nullified on Pesach. This we learned many times earlier. And therefore, that smallest crumb of chametz will be reawakened, that iser, but will be reawakened, and then it will be forbidden. Mikomakoim, if you want to see that. Mikomakoim kishyagiu yimei Pesach, even though we have what's called a lach balach, literally lach means a liquid with another liquid. Flour is called a liquid. You know that? How is flour called a liquid?
It pours.
It pours, correct. It doesn't mean liquid literally, but since it pours, it's called a liquid, halachically. So since you have these two liquids that combine, yesh loimer de pirurim, einam misbaidalim, that these crumbs do not get mixed up, heitev well, bekemach, over ape nafshayu kaimin, and it remains by itself. Ve'efshad afilu b'shoh shalosh ha'isa, could be the time when you're kneading the dough, gamkein loy nimoichu, it didn't dissolve when it's arvu, and it then combined with other flour. U'kshemagiyam yimei ha'pesach, choyzim ba'oysim, then comes Pesach, it is usur. So we're saying that if it did clump together, it will not help to sift it out, because then it, on Pesach, when it comes to Pesach, it'll still remain a chametzdik apiece. Let's see a little more. V'asur la'achloi b'Pesach. It's asur to eat it on Pesach. Sifkot n'yudzayin. That's number 17 in the Mishnah Brura. V'afilu in afu koydim ha'Pesach. Even if you baked this matzah before Pesach with this flour. Sha'af sheha perur Nefa, even though this crumb got baked up, so what's the problem? Harehu chametz v'lo nisbatel. It was chametz, and it's not nullified, like we just explained. V'aymer pri chadosh shedaitoi. The pri chadosh is of the opinion. The mikri lach belach v'ena chayiz v'neir. It's called like two liquids lach belach that is not reawakened. What does it mean reawakened? We said that there's an iser that is dormant and it gets reawakened. That's like when you have the sharp food of the onion that is cut with a knife, a milchus knife, a clean milchus knife. That onion now becomes milchus as well. That same concept, the chayzer comes back and gets reawakened. You can still bake it before Pesach. And so too many achrayim agree. That after it was baked, it becomes one entity. Vinispatel, and it's nullified. V'einu chayzer v'neir, and does not get reawakened. So you have a machlokes between the achrayim over here, whether or not when that crumbles and the flour, is it considered to be baked totally already, and therefore on Pesach it will not be a problem of chametz, or no, it gets reawakened on Pesach and there will be a problem of chametz. V'ayim b'magin elef, there's a sefer called Magin Elef, written by Rav Shlomo Kluger, lived around 300 years ago, in the time of Rav Kiva Eiger. Shekasav oitz niflaze, he writes another approach to permit this flour that became moist and that was baked up. Sheyikach tzas min hakemach, take a little of the flour. V'yoichlenu koidem Pesach. Listen to this. Ingenious. And eat it before Pesach. V'nitle hachametz masha ochal. And a person can say that the flour that was eaten up before Pesach, that was the flour that perhaps got clumped together. You don't know for sure, but you can rely on that. Now, b'makom hesed, when there's a time of necessity, I mean, we have to realize what they went through back then. They went through the actual baking of the matzahs. They went through, they didn't have the affluent society which we have today, and they needed it. If they didn't have it, so what are they going to use? So makom hesed, then it'd be permissible to do this. I just want to finish the sentence, and we'll take your comment, please. For the actual Seder night, should you be using these matzos? The answer is no. Take other matzo. Because it wasn't watched properly from not coming in contact with the moisture, with the water. And so too, any time that we permit a situation because of what's called svek sveka. What's svek sveka? Svek sveka is when we have two doubts. You have one doubt about a case, and then another doubt about that same case. Halachically, it's permissible. That's the rule. Svek seka. It's good to learn halacha. You see how many times things are allowed. Now, however, don't use those same matzahs for the Seder night. Use the best matzahs properly for the Seder night. Yes, we'll stop here and we'll continue.